Good morning, everyone. If we haven't met, my name is Brian Jerby, and it looks like we're going to be together for a while. And so I'm super excited about that, mainly because that means we can study a book together. Okay, so in the providence of God and with the Holy Spirit's guidance, he's led us to 1 Peter. And I made this nice little summary to try to get some of the preliminaries of 1 Peter out of the way, but the printer broke. And so we will try to get those to you one way or another. But it just tells a little bit about the arguments that, oh, some people say that Peter didn't write the book, and other people say that, you know, this, that, and the other thing about it. It's not real detailed, but it just gave you a little overview. I promise we'll get those to you, and that the printer, if the printer breaks again, we're going to throw that one out and get a new one. The other thing I would encourage you about is to bring your Bibles, or definitely pull it up on your phones, whatever, because what I want you to see is this is God's word to you and not just me, okay? So you remember the Berean Christians who said, well, we're going to look in the scripture and see whether these things are true. And I want us all to be Bereans. But let me just give you a little pique your interest about some of the themes that Peter is going to present to us and that we will be under his guidance and under the Holy Spirit's guidance, we will be studying. And one of them is the Old Testament brought forth into the New Testament, because Peter has over 40 allusions in 5 chapters to the Old Testament. And so we have to see that we stand on the foundation that was laid by the prophets in the Old Testament. Okay, and Peter leads us to do that. Another theme that we'll explore is what God means when he says, be holy, for God is holy. And what we'll especially be studying is what it means, what it looks like to live out of our faith in Jesus Christ in a world that is increasingly hostile to him and to all who have faith in him. So that's just piqued your interest, gets you a little digestive juices flowing. But our theme today is our new identity in Christ. And you can see the title of that in your order of worship there. Encouragement in troubling times. Our new identity in Christ. And we ask ourselves, well, why is this important? Well, it's important because when troubling times come in our lives, and they will, right? To varying degrees, we can always go back. We always go back as they have for, you know, as long as humans have been around, since the fall at least, and ask these big questions about life. Who am I? Who am I in the sight of God? Who does he say that I am? What is my relationship to him? Now, those are questions that Christians asked, right? And these are questions that we'll go back to and have answered for us, because it's kind of like in the storms of life, the waves, the breakers, the ship is rocking, and you see the lighthouse. And so the lighthouse are these truths that we can always go back to. We'll never find our identity as Christians. We'll never find our identity in this world system that is